If I hit the record button. Yeah, well, I'm delighted to have you in here on a Thursday talking about the Block Party, which you are one of the organizers for.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the Block Party. It's December 2nd in Kingston. It's a really great opportunity for BIPOC musicians, artists, and makers to showcase themselves. We have like a great lineup of music and 7 different vendors, you know, vending everything from, you know, art, clay, jewelry, handmade crochet things, you know, herbs, everything. And I mean, it's just in this time, it's really important to uplift BIPOC, you know, musicians and artists. And yeah. So, you know, pulling it together, this is the third time we've done it, pulling it together. It's really, really great for folks to come out and just be in that space.
Yeah. For the uninitiated, the Block Collective, I believe it's Black and Brown Liberation of Kingston.
Yeah.
And how long has this organization been around?
So it's not an organization. You know, it's funny. We came together during the pandemic over Zoom, just a whole bunch of like Black and Brown folks that were just like, ah, you know, as we all were, I think, in the pandemic. And, you know,
we had to channel our energy somewhere.
Exactly. You know, we spent a lot of time just being like, you know, what does it look like? What does liberation look like? And it was really cool because we spent time building these like goals and figuring out like, how do we work through conflict and like what's the way that we do this. And then the first like big event that we did was a digital dance party where Micah, DJ Spaceholder, you know, did this digital dance party over Zoom. And when I tell you, like, people are like, digital dance party, it was so fun. Like, we had like 30 some odd people show up and
amazing,
like, dance all over Zoom all night long. The next morning I woke up and I felt like I was at the club,
like you had been at a dance party.
Yeah. So, you know, so then we started doing some things, and of course as like the world started opening back up again, you know, we don't actually get to like meet and, you know, come together and just like spend that time, you know, talking about whatever. But we've moved forward, you know, we've continued to do these events. And so, yeah, this is the third, you know, Block Party that we've done. It's going to be at the Greenhouse in Kingston.
Where is the Greenhouse? Tell me about the Greenhouse.
The Greenhouse, it's so the Good Work Institute, that's their like office and community space. Mm-hmm. It's on St. James, corner of St. James and Clinton. Has this really cool mural on the side of it. But, you know, we've done so many great things there. They're amazing with their space. I mean, I did my album release at the Greenhouse.
Yeah.
Too. But yeah, so there's like 2 really big rooms. And so there's like music and poetry and a little DJ dance party that's going to be happening on one side. And then all the vendors will be set up on the other side.
Incredible.
And, you know, one of the things, you know, I feel like is so important to just talk about with how we're doing the Block Party is like we are making sure that all the musicians and performers are getting paid, you know, and we're providing a sound system. Because one of the things I've realized recently is that like a lot of the gigs that I've gotten over the past few years, I wouldn't have gotten if I didn't have a sound system.
Yeah.
So there's so many voices that we're not hearing because there's no sound system, you know?
Yeah, because there is overhead cost involved in in becoming a professional musician. And
exactly.
You know this, you've been doing it for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
Full time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is the amount of gigs that people don't even realize, you know, and I appreciate people with performance spaces wanting to invite artists into their space, but sometimes they don't realize like what a barrier to entry it is to be like, yeah, and you just bring all your own sound and
exactly.
You can just, and we'll kick you $50.
Exactly. You know, it's like, here's a sandwich and can you play for 12 hours? And, you know, and so, yeah, I mean, I was gifted my PA system and then found like a cool little speaker set up, you know, and it's a lot and I'm glad that I have it because I mean, anywhere from like, you know, farmers markets, vineyards, wineries, like, you can't play it if you don't have a sound system.
Yeah.
You know, and the vendors, and this is big too, because I also make art. And so I've been vending a lot and the vendors don't have to pay for space.
Yeah.
Which is really, really huge. Because again, like sometimes you're going out, you're paying $50, $100, $200, and you don't know if you're going to make it, you know? And so to be able to, you know, go out there and do it. And the other thing, talking about barriers, is like for vendors and artists, sometimes they expect you to have so much back stock, you know, and they expect you to be able to like have, you know, this huge display. And not everyone has that, especially when it's like this is a side thing.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have a table.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so
okay.
I want to shout out and say I'm really, really grateful for all of our sponsors. KZE, of course. Like,
yay.
Thank you for you know, sponsoring the event. But Utility Bike Works and Eureka Mindspace, the North Star Fund, and Good Work Institute. Because we're able to, you know, provide funding, you know, get funding to pay the musicians, to make it so that the vendors don't have to pay, and that we can put this whole event on. And I was saying earlier, like, these little flyers last year, I was like printing them in black and white in my living room and going, gosh, I hope that these, you know.
But that's how it goes. When you do an event multiple times you start to learn things, you start to be able to grow a little bit. And yeah, it's great to see this event growing. Yeah. Callie McKenzie is my guest. We're talking about the Block Party, December 2nd in Kingston. And this is a daytime event.
Yep.
One to five.
It's 1 to 5. Yeah. And so we've got, and the whole lineup is available. If you go on Instagram, Block Collective, B-L-O-K Collective, the whole timeline and lineup's available. But Shauna Kills is going to be doing a live read of her published poetry book. We have Peroye, who's a young student, singer-songwriter, who's amazing. Alessandra is like this Latin singer-songwriter. And then DJ Spaceholder, which some people might know as Micah, you know, is going to, you know, kick off or, you know, close out the night with like a fun dance party too. Yeah. So it's going to be amazing all day.
And family friendly, 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. Bring the kids, yep. Do a little shopping, do a little dancing. Kids yep. love DJ dance parties. Yes. Yeah. As a DJ, I can attest to this.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And it's a good spot too. I mean, it really is. I mean, let's cross our fingers for some nice weather. Hopefully we've, you know, shaken off this, you know, rain every weekend thing that was going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's also like a back area too that we could open up the doors and explore that too if it's nice. But if not, there's plenty of space inside. You know, we did it. Like I said, this is now the third time we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are some of the vendors? Do you know off the top of your head?
I mean, I will say that I am vending because, awesome. You know, I feel the need to say that Lofi Baked Goods, I make things out of polymer clay, art. I call it art, both wearable and decorative art, so jewelry as well. Lala Montoya does like block printing and handmade pottery. Andrea does like crochet items, like little scarves and like cute dolls. We've got an herbalist there. Shanique from Aladdin's Treasure.
Cool.
Makes the best soap, like the most smell good soap. We've got Jason Lord, who does like leather work and metal work. So there's a lot. Who did I not mention? Oh, and Jaguar Mary X. So Artismia Negra is the name. Gosh, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. But it's all natural incense.
Cool.
Like, and I use them in my meditation practice all the time. And so, like, I was like, I need you to be here. And they make them themselves. And so, yeah, like a big selection of things you can shop for, you know, all your holiday needs.
I was going to say, it is mid-November. That is a shocking fact.
I know.
But
I know.
It is holiday shopping season. Somehow it is upon us again.
Yeah.
And I am such an advocate for doing as much holiday shopping as you can locally.
Yeah.
Buying from local artists, local makers. Because if you're shopping, I know it's easy to do all your holiday shopping on Amazon, but Jeff Bezos doesn't need that money.
No.
He's not going to even notice that money.
Absolutely
but
not.
The folks at the Block Party are going to... they're going to feel it. They're going to know it.
Exactly.
They're going to put that money right back into the community.
Exactly.
Because that's what happens when you buy from real human beings. They go and they pay other human beings for other goods and services.
Yeah.
And our community gets a little happier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and every year, you know, I always say like, I'm going to start early.
Oh my God. Me too. Every year. And it never happens.
And I'm getting better and better at it. You know, there's always last minute things. And I told myself this year, I'm like, really, I'm sticking it to the man. I'm like, really not going to do this, like, you know, holiday thing. So I've been going, you know, because I've been doing a lot of craft shows too, I've been like trying to like shop from other folks while I'm there and trades and all those things.
Yeah.
But you know, it is really, really helpful. Like, you know, someone came and like bought a bunch of things for me the other day and they were like, my sister, my niece, my da da da. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can pay my electricity bill.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, we love art. We've got to support artists, you know?
Direct cause and effect. You can pay your electricity bill.
Yes.
Like, that is a real thing
is
possible because of the art that you made and somebody who loved it and wanted to buy it from you.
And I promise I don't have a yacht. I mean, I guess it'd be okay if I did, but like, you know, like that's what happens when you're shopping from local folks. It's like, you know, my kids' socks and like food and dinner and that sort of things. And so, especially, you know, in this world, and you know, we don't have to get into all the injustices that happen, but you know, really uplifting, you know, Black and Brown artists, makers, musicians, you know, it's just so important, you know, trying to, I guess that's, it feels really important to me, is like trying to like eliminate the barriers for folks to step out, you know, because like I said, last year when I, you know, quit my job and was like, I'm going to be a musician. If I wasn't gifted this little PA system from a friend, I wouldn't have been able to do, you know, what I've lovingly dubbed the Hudson Valley Farmers Market Circuit.
Yeah.
You know, where people are like, I hear you all the time.
You're crushing it on the Farmers Market Circuit.
Right. And then from there, I've gotten other gigs, you know, but it's like, if you don't have it, you can't do it, you know? And so hopefully people are going to get to hear this and people get to buy Shauna's, you know, Sean's poetry book and, you know, hear these vendors, you know, see see the different vendors. And yeah, it's really important to do this. So I hope you come out for a day. That's just going to be fun and amazing, but also shop from all the vendors.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, you know, so Kingston is a wonderful city. It's very vibrant. There's a lot going on. And it's a very diverse community, but I feel like it can be very like insular, like people kind of stay in their little bubbles.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, this is such a lovely, friendly, open, welcoming event.
Yeah.
Like, you know, don't stay in your bubble. Come to the cool BIPOC event.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and especially, I mean, especially to the folks that, you know, say like Black Lives Matter and, you know, have the little banner, the sticker and, you know, all that stuff. Like, it's showing up in different ways, too. Yes. It's not just like showing up when there's some like horrible trauma. It's showing up so that we can survive and thrive on on a day-to-day basis, too.
And celebrating and just doing a cute local market.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I want to, I guess, put this thought out to folks, too. It's like there are plenty of times where I show up and it's only white performers or only white vendors.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Have you ever shown up to something where it's only BIPOC performers and it's only BIPOC vendors? Might be a new world for you.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to be beautiful. I promise, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And these are incredibly talented, cool people who will be delighted to see you and tell you about what they do. Yeah, it just sounds like it's going to be a really good time. And once again, that's at the Greenhouse, which is 65 St. James Street in Kingston, which is up the street from People's Place and Keegan's.
Yeah, yeah. It's right on the corner, right on the corner of St. James and Clinton.
Does it have the big colorful mural?
Yep.
With the kids, there's like kids.
Yeah. I don't even, it's beautiful. I don't know fully what it is, but it is really beautiful. And it's like Academy Greens, not too far. So, you know, it's right there. It's walkable, you know, in Midtown. And it's 1 to 5 and there's music the entire time and vendors the entire time. And crossing our fingers, there's likely going to be a cool food vendor there. Still working out some delicious details. But,
cool.
You know, if not, you know, bring some snacks.
Nice to have a snack.
If you follow us on Instagram, Block Collective, BLOK Collective, we'll give you the update if we do indeed get this delicious food vendor.
Cool. I mean, even if you don't, there's plenty of food walking distance.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Block Party is December 2nd, 1 to 5 p.m. on St. James Street in Kingston at the Greenhouse. You can get information on social media. We just tagged it on Instagram, so you can find it that way. We'll tag it on Facebook as well. And Callie, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, always. And thanks so much for being one of the sponsors of the event. We really, really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. I want to play. I found Alessandra, who is one of your artists for the Block Party. She has a little bit of music online, so I want to give everybody a little sneak peek if Figgy will stop barking. 98.1 KZE. Here's Alessandra. She's playing at the Block Party December 2nd at the Greenhouse in Kingston.